This program originally aired in 2001.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Liz Magnus. She has distinguished herself as one of Israel's most dynamic and creative solo jazz pianists, performing in clubs, concert halls, jazz festivals in Israel, Europe, and the USA. And now we're lucky to have her here on Piano Jazz. Liz, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Marian. How are you?
Fine. Welcome to Piano Jazz.
Thank you. I am delighted to be here.
Well, good, because I've got so many things to ask you about. And however, before I get into it, it would be really nice if you'd start off the show by playing something.
Okay, I'm going to play Someone to Watch Over Me, but I am going to start with an Arab makam, which you will see is not exactly Gershwin to begin with.
An Arab what?
Makam. It's an Arab scale. It's like a mode.
Okay.
And I have 12 of them that I know that you can play on the piano because they don't have three-quarter tones, which would be very bad to play on a piano.
Yeah, that's fascinating because we've never had anything like this on Piano Jazz.
Well, here goes.
Okay. Boy, you did a lot of interesting stuff in that tune, and I've never heard the introduction of the Arabic what scale?
The makam. It was.
How do you spell that?
Well, there are several ways, but I spell it M-A-Q-A-M, because I don't have to put a U after the Q.
Okay. But now the thing that fascinates me first in reading about you, you grew up in Cincinnati, but now all your influences are from Israel, and do you live there or here?
Well, when I was 10, we moved to Israel, and then we moved back to the States, but I spent most of my life, all my adult life, I've spent in Israel.
So would you call yourself an Israeli citizen?
I am an Israeli citizen, and I vote in America and in Israel.
So that's so interesting, because I've never heard these kind of scales and different use of, I'm trying to think what that is.
It's a tritone, right?
Yeah, but anyway, it's interesting the way you work that into this. Like,
should I tell you how I came about that?
Yes.
I was doing prayer music with a Moroccan violinist. We were doing a duet together, and he brought all of his beautiful makams to the music, and we only improvised on his makams. He had been a violinist with the king of Morocco when he was a child, and then he came to Israel. And we're working, and it was beautiful. I loved it. Moroccan violinists play the violin on their knee, and they improvise. That's the great part of Arabic music, is to improvise. And this is what he said to me. I said, could we improvise on my music? And he said, well, play some. So I played him some Gershwin. And he said, oh, that was really nice, Liz. I said, well, would you like to improvise with me? He said, no. He said, it all sounded alike to me. So I said, you know what? That's what I say about Arabic music. It all sounds alike to me.
Well, because they're using not the sort of Western type of harmonic changes on the tune, they're improvising on maybe one note.
Right. It's a different,
it's a whole different thing. But, you know, the improvisation is such a wide field. There's so many different ways of doing it. And I would like to hear some more of what you do and what piece are you going to play? Maybe something that would demonstrate more Arabic music.
This piece I'm going to play is written by Sasha Argov. He was the papa of Israeli popular music. And it's called Go, Go to the Desert. And I have changed it quite a bit from its original form. But he gave me the okay to do that. So
how have you changed it?
It was like this.
And so what do you do? Boy, that was great. It's still a different kind of an improvisation because you're really playing on the one chord. I mean, what would the guy that wrote it, what would he think about that? Would he?
He was a wonderful, wonderful man. And when I did the first recording of that in Israel, I didn't know that he hated when people changed his harmonies. I didn't know that. And a friend of mine called me on the telephone and she said, you know, Sasha's son was listening to the radio and he heard your piece and he called me and he said, I think I hear your friend playing one of my father's pieces with quite different harmonies. And she said, yeah, that sounds like my friend Liz. He said, I'm going to call my father, which he did. And he said, I called my father and told him to listen and he loved it. And he wants Liz to do a whole volume of his music. Well, I was so thrilled. And we became very, very, very good friends. And he did give me all his old pieces. He said, you know, the more ancient my pieces are, the more people know them by heart. So if you play them, you'll change them and they'll hear the changes, which I thought was a great compliment.
Well, it's so different from improvising on, well, for instance, something you've done on a record, like some George Gershwin tunes, because there you've got harmonies that go in the tune, or maybe you've changed some of them and put your own harmony, but it's an entirely different way of playing. So it's interesting that you can incorporate a little bit of the other kind of music like you did on Someone to Watch Over Me. Now, maybe we can see if we can get together on another Gershwin tune, and maybe we can do a duet on Embraceable You.
I would love that.
Well, why don't you set it up and do the introduction or verse or whatever you call it, and then we'll put it in tempo.
Okay.
And then I'll play the melody, and then I'll back you up and improvise while you improvise on it.
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay.
Here goes. Thank you. Now, see, I think that worked out really well. You sounded wonderful. But now I didn't hear really a trace of, like, Go to the Desert in that one.
No desert there.
So you have your different, you can get into one style of playing or another, can't you?
Yeah, I think that we're painters and that we paint our musical picture and we paint different scenes from our minds and our hearts. And an embraceable you, I always think of when Gershwin, when they wrote the song and his father, George and Ira's father, this is a story because I was not there. He said to Georgie, play that song, you know, where you say, come to Papa, that song about me, play that song.
Oh, that's cute.
And I always think about that. And sometimes I cry when I play that song.
Really? Oh, I wouldn't cry unless I play bad notes. And you certainly didn't play any. Well, you know, we've got so much more that we can talk about. The thing is, it's so awful, is that we're almost through. We don't have that much more time for the show. So we only have one more tune coming up, but we could, you know what we could do? A tune by Fats Waller, Ain't Misbehavin'. How about that?
Let's Ain't Misbehave.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.